glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 20th, 2019, and it's an exciting time here at the Great News Radio Center as we have two special guests along with my Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday co-host, Marianne Simpkins, joining
Hello,
me.
That's me.
We'll introduce these friends in just a moment. Actually, one friend I've known for about the 22 years that this radio broadcast has been going on, and dear, dear friend, and I think one of the words he used earlier this morning, and thank you, God, that he got here about 20 minutes early, that fragrance of Christ or that sweet aroma that you have when God is involved in something.
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't met up, Irvin, in, I don't know, a year or two. It's been a while, but the neat thing about a relationship in Christ is you pick up immediately
wherever you left off.
Yes. And we're sharing testimonies and God sightings, and our conversation just energizes me. So thank you, Irvin, for being available. You're the senior pastor, the head kahuna, the founder, I guess in some senses, the face behind Restoration Urban Ministries.
Someone quite well known in this community.
Yeah, very well known, in fact, has been serving, I think we were talking like 47 years in ministry, or 40 plus years in ministry, married to Marilyn for 47 years, and I think 26 years with Restoration Urban Ministries,
give or take
a few months here and there.
Yes.
And then Gladys Hunt, who is joining us, a two-time front page content contributor to the Prime Life Times.
Yeah.
Been writing stories, God-honoring stories for about a year with us, and we appreciate you, Gladys, coming and sharing, because you both have an interest in alerting our listening family to a special three-day conference that's coming up March 7th through 9th, and so the majority of today's program will be talking about the ways people can find healing and hope and be restored in that relationship with God, or maybe the fractured relationships they've had because of circumstances or because of the pain or suffering that they've maybe not dealt with. The conference is called Courageously Authentic, Pursuing the Hidden Heart. And it's a way that people can look at who they were created to be. So you both have attended this conference and I think are very excited to bring it to Restoration Urban Ministries. It's open to everyone. There's a registration fee. So let's get some of the nuts and bolts of what's going on March 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then how our radio listeners will really benefit by going or sending someone or going as a small group or as a delegation from their church so they can bring back this teaching, this hope, to their congregation.
Right, right. Yes, yes. This is a conference that Pastor and I attended ourselves in Anchorage, Alaska last June. And we had a little bit of an idea of what to expect, but we were really awed by the depth of what we found at this conference, that it can help one to dig deep and unearth shame and guilt and other hurtful kind of feelings and traumas that's happened to them, and to deal with that. And in fact, I myself found that I thought I had dealt with some issues.
Yeah.
You know, I was free from that, only to find out that there was still something deep down in there that I needed to deal with. So we felt like, let's bring that to East Central Illinois. Let's bring it to not only our congregation and our residents and our transitional housing program. Let's bring it to the community. It's something that can help all of us.
That sounds powerful, Gladys.
It's very powerful.
Wow.
I think I've heard people say most of us are like an onion where there's layers that if you go deep enough, you're going to find something else that maybe hasn't been resolved. Or why is that person always sarcastic? Well, because they have some anger issues that have never been dealt with, or, you know, it's digging deeper. And probably if we all dug deep enough, we'd find other things that need to be resolved or need that healing touch. And that's part of what goes on during those 3 days. So, Irvin, you've attended one of these before. How's it set up? Why would it be good for me? And what would I expect?
Well, usually it begins, there's a large group meeting where everyone that's participating in the program will be there. And then after that, we break up into small groups. In the small groups, we get an opportunity to identify some of those areas. A lot of times, you're not aware of some of the pain, the hurt, those things. And in fact, that's why it's called the hidden, because they're hidden there. But there seems to be a way in that group, because of what just happened in the larger group, now to begin to identify some of those things. To me, it's amazing how you're there, and then suddenly. And for me particularly, one of the things that happened was that I recognized I had been carrying something for 51 years.
Oh, wow.
Something that had occurred in my family. My mom and dad split up, and for 51 years, I've been walking around believing it was my fault.
Oh, my.
And everything that I did, you know, somehow related to it. Leadership, thinking in terms of leadership or everything else, it was always there.
The conference is called Pursuing the Hidden Heart, Courageously Authentic, a fresh look at who you were created to be. It's happening March 7th through the 9th. It's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Restoration Urban Ministries, 1213 Parkland Court, Champaign, Illinois. Individuals 16 and older who desire an alternate approach to their recovery and relational healing journey, or for those who desire to help others do the same. Now, there is a registration cost. It's $297. There's limited space, and you can find out more and get registered at restorationurbanministries.org. That's restorationurbanministries.org, or by calling 217-355-2662. That's 217-355-2662. So part of the goal is bringing healing to people or helping those that maybe are in a role as a counselor or a pastor or somebody that just has a heart, maybe that special gift of mercy, how to deal with people that have hurt. So this is really covering a wide range of people that could attend and really benefit.
Absolutely, because we all have those hidden hurts and pains. Mm-hmm. The scriptures say we're so fearfully and wonderfully made. So when we get to a point where we're overwhelmed, we have a mechanism where we can take that and push it deep down inside so that we're not overwhelmed, so that we can stay calm. But that stuff that you've pushed deep down inside, it's still there. And it affects your behavior, it affects your relationships, it affects who you are.
Yeah. You bring up a really fascinating point. That is so true, that sometimes we really criticize ourselves for repressing and pushing down things and trying not to deal with them. But that actually has saved us, especially as children.
It's a safety mechanism.
Yes, it is. Those are safety mechanisms. And now we can bring them back up when we're ready.
Right.
And we can look at them.
Right.
And we can get it figured out.
Right.
With the help of God.
With the help of God.
Yeah.
And also the scripture comes to me, Romans 12:2, where it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it's something we can do, and it's something God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something very important, Marianne, at the right time.
Exactly.
And it's the right time for so many of us, but we don't know where to start or what to do. So this conference will help you get at that and get at, what do I do? How do I get that up and out? How do I get the healing that I really need?
Well, they bring a number of things together here. I mean, they've got understanding shame.
Yes.
Then pursuing the hidden heart.
Yes.
Then they've got authentic relationships.
Yes.
Then they've got being courageous, and finally, a fresh look at who you're created to be. I love that.
Right. Because it all fits together.
Exactly.
It all fits together. Many times the shame will keep us from coming forward. It's like a lock on it. And so if you take that lock off, and you expose it to the light, then the healing can begin. Mm-hmm. But a lot of
in
people
a safe
just,
place.
In a very safe place.
Yeah.
And the team's coming in. The ARI team, the Authentic Relationship International team, is coming in.
Yes.
And they're going to be putting this on. They're skilled. They're trained. Now, I'm just thinking for the individual that's like, oh, this is going to be out of my comfort zone. I'm going to be in a small group. Is it safe to share?
Yeah.
Address that for
that's
somebody
real.
That's maybe concerned. Will my story get out? I'm not sure if I feel safe. safe to share what I've gone through with the trauma that's has been a part of my life these 30, 40, 50, 60 years.
And that's a very important point. And so everything that's done in the small groups are private. They stay there. This is not something that people can put out in the public or videotape or anything like that. We're sworn to secrecy about what goes on in those groups.
Yeah, I was thinking one of the things, too, is that there's no pressure to feel like that you want to reveal something. Mm-hmm. And generally in the larger group, it is addressed in such a way that by the time you get to the groups, you feel like, you know, things are already starting to bubble up.
Right.
And you get a chance, you realize here's a safe environment. There will be a professional person that's there, has been trained to work with each group, so to help them and to work through that. And if they feel like they don't want to, they're told, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's right. Fine.
You know, I just have to say, Irvin, it seems to me like this is really in line with what you have done in your life for so many years. I mean, you have so offered to people who feel shame because they don't have money or they don't have a house or they don't have a husband or they don't have this or that. And you have just on a practical level offered them this beautiful place of refuge and hope and courage and authenticity. And I just, this is interesting that you're now doing this.
Well, the intentions is that they can grab a hold to a vision and the vision that they see themselves different than they came in and that they're part of. And we're just a part of all of this. You know, I think it all fits together, what we do there. And when you add something like ARI, it takes it much deeper. And they're able to, because they can return back into the community and do fairly well, but they're still masking some things that are there. And through something like this here, they can, I think, a lot more complete and whole when they do return into the community. I think of the scripture that Jesus says, "My peace I give unto you."
Yes.
And that's an important one for me. And that I believe that his intentions for all of his believers is to find this place of peace.
Yes.
And sometimes if you don't deal with those things that are there, it doesn't mean that you can't continue to function.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you could do it so much better. If they were
well
cleaner
said.
And wholer.
Now, Gladys, you've attended this before.
I have.
But you're busy. You're a lead case manager. You're affiliated with a lot of different projects, volunteer efforts. You also serve at Restoration Urban Ministries.
Yes.
You write for our Prime Life Times.
She's also a great grandma. I know this firsthand because Gladys and I are kind of family here. Her her oldest son is married to my niece, one of my very dear, dear nieces, and they have great kids, and I know you're a good grandma.
Okay.
So I know that firsthand.
So just being a mom and a grandma, there's a full-time and a half job as it is, along with everything else. But I wanted to paint that picture. You're very busy. You have a lot of irons in the fire, as they say, or juggling a lot of balls. You're doing a lot of things, and yet you saw fit to invest time in this, and you want to bring it as a blessing to our community, to the Great News Radio listener.
Yes.
So what would you say to them, why they really should devote the time and the resources to attend this three-day event, March 7th, 8th, and 9th?
Yes. It's very important because you mentioned my life and everything that I do. But in going to this conference, it opened up some areas to me that were hidden and that may have affected my behavior, maybe in a good way. I don't know. But I remember one incident where in the small groups we had been invited to write a letter. And, you know, that can be a very therapeutic kind of thing.
Yeah,
I've used that in counseling before, to have people write letters. But I wrote a letter to myself because what I found was that there was some shame and some guilt about some things that had happened during my childhood, during my teen years, that was still there. So I thought, let me write this letter and tell myself that I forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was raining that day, and I was sitting near a window and saw these majestic Alaskan mountains.
Oh.
They were beautiful. But I was feeling sad. The tears were flowing. Mm. And God said to me, "You're facing your mountains, and I'm crying with you."
Wow.
And that was just, it just did something inside of me. It brought a healing that I had never had before.
That's a powerful phrase.
Yeah, it was just so powerful to me that God used the mountains and the rain.
In Alaska.
I'm facing my mountains,
yeah.
and he's crying with me. Because when we hurt, God hurts too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like us as parents. We don't want to see our children hurting. We don't want to see them in pain.
Oh,
and
I know it.
Yeah, we don't. It's as mothers and fathers as well.
You'd rather burn your own finger than have them burn theirs. It's awful.
I know. So here's an opportunity for people to come and deal with a lot of leftover hurt and pain and trauma. There's so much that happens to us. And I like what Pastor said about as a child, because children tend to think that when things happen, it's their fault.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And we internalize that, and we build our lives around it. Yes. And as Pastor says, our lives can be so much better. Mm-hmm. We can have so much more energy and strength to pursue the things that God created us to be if mm-hmm. we can deal with those issues that we've hidden deep inside.
The conference is called Courageously Authentic, Pursuing the Hidden Heart, a fresh look at who you were created to be. It's happening March 7th through the 9th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Restoration Urban Ministries, 1213 Parkland Court in Champaign. There is a registration fee of $297, and you can find out more at restorationurbanministries.org, restorationurbanministries.org, or maybe have questions or need directions. And so if you need any other kind of information, you can call 217-355-2662, 217-355-2662, Courageously Authentic. I'll tell you one little story. I'll get courageously authentic right here and now.
All right.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
I see it in a lot of men, and I was that way too, and it was because there was some pain, there was some unresolved anger, I guess, if you will, and a counselor pointed it out, and it was probably the most helpful thing. This was, I don't know, 20 or so years ago. She was a Christian counselor, and I bore my soul out to her and shared some things that were upsetting to me, and this was transformative, and this is going to sound funny, and this is being really authentic, but she said, "You know, Mark, you're a nice jerk."
Oh, dear.
And I was like, but it made sense, and it was yes. kind of funny because I don't hit, I'm not foul, but what I did is I used sarcasm. I said some unkind things. They were unkind things, no doubt about it. But she said, you know, because you're a nice guy, but you're being a jerk when you say those things. But I didn't realize it was kind of that passive aggressive.
Yeah.
That
yes.
was the worst I would get. And so I would say some unkind things, but they would be masked. So yeah. it wasn't really overtly a terrible thing to say, but that is a bad
yeah.
thing to say.
Yeah,
and
is.
I was being a jerk. Mm-hmm. But by her saying you're a nice jerk, it resonated with me. And I almost changed overnight because I cried through some of the issues that mm-hmm. I had and some mm-hmm. unresolved things. And it made sense. And so all the time when I see guys being sarcastic, especially with their wives, I say the guy's burying some hidden hurt. There's some unresolved conflict that he hasn't dealt with, because sarcasm, it's kind of one of those being a nice jerk. He seems like a nice guy, but those are biting remarks.
Yes,
and I see it in a lot of men all the time. I'm thinking, that was really unkind. I don't even think they realize.
Right.
And so that was uncovered in me some years ago, and I've thought about it a lot, and I see it in others, and I think this is the kind of conference that might be something as simple as, wow, you know, I never resolved that anger issue over this unmet expectation or whatever it is, and it might be as simple as somebody sharing their story, and then that's my story, and then healing, then able to come into that person. So
well, you really demonstrated by listening and hearing what that counselor said, a real open heart, an open spirit to hear it.
Well, and I didn't know at the time, we identified three areas, and she touched on one, and I just broke out crying. I was like, wow, I didn't know, and that was the catalyst behind why I'd be sarcastic, because I'd never dealt with that hurt. And so the worst I would do is I'd get, which it was still unkind, but I would get sarcastic. And so
that,
it was transformative.
Cracks right through that shell and opens up the true heart of a person.
Exactly.
Yeah, I believe we owe that to ourselves. God's promised us something so much better. You know, where he desires that the pain and the hurt and those things, and just so that we can really experience what he says, the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we can. We can experience it. And so he offers to us this life here. But we bring that baggage with us. It's still there. and an opportunity to begin to be able to relieve ourselves of some of those things, it just makes us more what it is He desired for us to be. Mm-hmm. And I believe for all Christians especially, that's what we want. We desire that. I believe I run into a lot of people, and they want better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, they want better. So if there's any way that as a believer, that we can help them, we should.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think about sanctification. It's a process.
It is a process.
And this might be, this conference, one of those stepping stones that will allow an individual to unearth some of these things that maybe are holding them back in that relationship, that intimacy with God, because they haven't resolved some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, sounds like a great conference that I would highly recommend. Any of you that desire to find inner healing or want to help others find healing,
yes,
you'll be trained. You'll spend time. It's 3 days. It's March 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Restoration Urban Ministries in Champaign. It's being put on by ARI, Authentic Relationships International. Find out more at restorationurbanministries.org. RestorationUrbanMinistries.org. There's an upcoming events tab on the right side of the homepage. You click on that,
yes,
and you'll see how to sign up and how to find out more. You can also call 217-355-2662. 217-355-2662. Courageously authentic, a fresh look at who you were created to be.
And you don't have to go to Alaska like Gladys,
right,
and Irvin did. They're bringing it to us.
Right, right. Although Alaska was beautiful.
Yeah.
And one other thing I'd like to mention, which I think we've kind of danced around, is that when one person gets whole, say the husband who's sarcastic, mm-hmm, then he can begin to heal the whole family.
Yeah, that
the
does
relationship
happen.
With he and his wife will improve. With your children, with your coworkers, with your friends, your church, and it spreads. It's like dropping a pebble into the water, mm-hmm, and you see the ripples,
yeah,
as they spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something, it can be healing for one person that can take it to the masses.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
We can spread it out.
All right, Great News Radio listener, be courageous and attend this Courageously Authentic Conference, March 7th, 8th, and 9th. Find out more at RestorationUrbanMinistries.org, RestorationUrbanMinistries.org, or call 217-355-2662. Well, thanks for joining us, Gladys, mm-hmm, Irvin, Mary Ann.
Yeah,
you're a regular
you.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but it's always great to have you.
Thank you.
I highly recommend this conference. It's coming March 7th through the 9th. Again, you can find out more at RestorationUrbanMinistries.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mary Ann Simpkins, Irvin Williams, and Gladys Hunt with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Come. Thirsty, come to the waters. Draw from the living well, new life He offers. It's clear as crystal flowing down from the throne of God. Come, you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Come to the well that will never.
Never run dry.
Jesus alone can satisfy.